All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Butch Schaefer coming to you live from Paul Montiel Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri at Kansas City O'Hara High School, as right now the Celtics and the Hornets of Chillicothe are locking it up in this Missouri Class 3 regional ball game. Right now O'Hara leads it 12-9.
Just got a score on a Carrollton game. Carrollton's ahead 19-6, but I'm not sure who Carrollton's playing. That's in the second quarter.
You know, that's setting up, if they continue to win and Maryville continues to win, that would be a good ball game in a couple weeks,
yeah,
a Maryville-Carrollton game. All right, here's Lindley. He's got it teed up at the West 40-yard line, and he's going to kick this ball away. This time it's a high end-over kick taken at the 20 and fair caught by Melchior at the O'Hara 20-yard line. O'Hara, the one thing they're having problems with tonight, Butch, is on the special teams. They are just struggling and making extra point conversions, and especially on kickoff returns, they're just having an awful time trying to figure out what to do tonight.
Yeah, that's something that the scouts have detected about O'Hara. They've probably had some trouble with their kick returns, and that's why Lindley is kicking the ball the way he is. He's kicking it at an angle across field, and that time they signaled for a fair catch. They got the ball at the 20, which is decent, but they had no run back on that play.
Two wide receivers set, one to the right, one to the left. Double wing formation in the backfield. In the motion in the backfield is Terrell Johnson. Handoff goes to the fullback, Raphael Spencer, and he gains no yardage on that first down play. Brendan Polii and Jacob Lewis. We're in on the tackle for the Hornets. We're just now entering under 5 minutes remaining in this first half. Chillicothe trails it 12-9.
Well, actually, he lost a yard on that play, so it's going to bring up a second. They've got second and 12 on the scoreboard. I'd call it second and 11, but who's paying attention to that?
Raphael Spencer's in the backfield with his quarterback, T.J. White, who's in shotgun formation, goes back to pass, throws incomplete, in and out of the hands of Melchior at the 24-yard line of O'Hara. So it'll bring up a third and 11 for the Celtics offense, as right now they've been having a great time offensively but sputtering here on this offensive possession.
Well, if Bryce Young had been a step closer, he may have had an interception on that play, but as the ball bounced up, came very close to Bryce, had a shot at picking that off. But we've got an equipment problem here, as the officials have called a timeout with 4:30 to go here in the second quarter. And he's got a shoulder pad problem or something, and they've got giving him time to get it fixed.
The other game right now of importance to these two teams is the game being played up in Savannah, Butch. Savannah 7-3 entering tonight's ball game against Kansas City St. Pius X, who is 4-5 on the season. The winner of this game will be taking on the winner of that game next Monday night. Melchior wide to the right, Stubblefield wide to the left. Shotgun formation for T.J. White. In motion in the backfield is Terrell Johnson. White's going to keep it, gets to the 20. He's got some room, 25, looks for the 30 as he goes out of bounds at about the 29-yard line of O'Hara. He's going to be close to a first down. Josh Rockhold in on the tackle of T.J. White.
He's short of the first down because he had to get to the 30. Well, that was second down, though, wasn't it?
I thought it was third down.
It is,
the scoreboard says fourth down.
Yeah, it is fourth down. This fourth down coming up.
Butch, they're going for it. They are going for it, it looks like.
They might go with a long count here and try and draw the Hornets off sides.
They're
going to bring their kicking team in.
All right, first time tonight O'Hara's had to punt this ball away. Chillicothe has nobody back to accept this punt. They appear as though they might be going for the block here.
Now we got a timeout by O'Hara. They're going to talk it over here.
All right. That stops the clock with 3:38 remaining in the first half. O'Hara leads it 12-3. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Right now we're in a battle of timeouts here on the field as O'Hara called a timeout before they wanted to punt the ball away. Then they came out in punt formation. Chillicothe calls a timeout. And we've got 3:38 remaining in this first half. O'Hara leads it 12-3. Here we go again. I believe Chillicothe has two timeouts remaining in this first half, and O'Hara.
I think they're down to one.
That's what I thought. All right. Nobody back deep for Chillicothe. Joe Melchior standing back at his own 16-yard line awaiting the long snap. Here it comes. Chillicothe's coming for it. O'Hara picks it up. Here's the punt. It crosses midfield, bounces at the 46 of Chillicothe, takes an O'Hara bounce and rolls all the way down to the Hornet 40-yard line. Well, but you know, so far tonight, Chillicothe has had, except for one possession, has had excellent field position. But right now they are still trailing this game by a score of 12-9.
You're right. Chillicothe has had excellent field position, but they have failed to capitalize on it, so to speak, as they had to kick a field goal once, and then they got stopped on a fourth down situation just short of making the first down. O'Hare came back and scored, and now Chillicothe's got the ball once again with 3:25 to go here in the second quarter.
Bryce Young will be flanked wide to the right. Stevens and Rockhold split in the backfield. Balance line in front of McCausland. McCausland, there's a reverse to Young. Young crosses the 40. The 45 hit hard at the 45 and pushed out of bounds into the Hornet bench. A gain of 4 yards there on the carry. T.J. White and Andre Jordan were in on the tackle for the O'Hara Celtics.
Gain of about 4 yards that time. It's going to bring up a second down and six. As the ball's at the 45-yard line of the Hornets. So they're 55 yards away from the field goal as the clock, or from the touchdown, as the clock runs with 2:50.
Second and six for the Hornets at their own 45. Polyai and Brett Stevens wide to the right. Pitch back goes to Rockhold. Rockhold's at the 45. He's got some speed at the 50. 45 of the Celtics and bulls his way down to the 43-yard line of O'Hara. First down, tackle made by Ted, that man named Dukovich. 2:36 remains here in the first half. O'Hara leads it 12-9. Want to let you know that the Hornet football games are also being broadcast on the World Wide Web, courtesy of Green Hills Technologies in Breckenridge. Just go to our website at kchi.com and click on the link. Well, Butch, it'd be nice to get some points for the Hornets as they go in at halftime. They have plenty of time to do it. They have 2:30 remaining with two timeouts. High power left formation in the backfield for Chillicothe. The deep back is Young. Young gets the pitch. He's looking for some room around the right side, being chased by Melchior and Jimmy Clark, and Clark catches him from behind at about the 42-yard line of O'Hara. A gain of about two there by Young.
This will bring up a second down here as the clock continues to run now. As Chillicothe trails by a score of 12-9, we've got a minute 55 to go here in the second quarter.
Second and eight for the Hornets at the O'Hara 42-yard line. Young this time will be wide to the right as Rockhold and Stevens remain in the backfield split. Stubblefield up close on Young. McCausland goes back to pass. It's caught out of the backfield by Rockhold. He's at the O'Hara 40. Stiff arms a defender at the 35 and goes out of bounds at the 32-yard line, close to, I believe he did pick up another first down for the Hornets. Cody Cooper that time was in on the tackle for the O'Hara Celtics. It is another first down as they move the chains for the Hornets.
Clock is down to a minute 35 as the clock stops on the out-of-bounds play. Chillicothe has the ball at the 32-yard line of O'Hara.
All right, McCausland has Young wide to the left. Rockhold and Stevens in the backfield. McCausland goes back to pass, rolls to his left. Still on his feet. Now he's going to keep it. He's at the 30 of O'Hara and brought down at the 25 of O'Hara. Still well short of the first down there.
And it's going to bring up a second and four. Now as the clock's becoming critical,
George Belcher on the tackle of McCausland. I don't know why they're not calling timeouts yet here. Second and three for the Hornets at the 25 of O'Hara. Stevens wide to the left. And Polyai wide to the right. Pitch back goes to Rockhold out of the I formation. Slipped up from behind. Brought down back at the O'Hara 27-28 yard line, and just like that, Chilligotti's going to have to call a timeout as Rockhold slipped on this very slippery turf here tonight. It's a natural surface, Butch, but everybody's sliding here.
Right, they are, and then Chilligotti's had to use a timeout with 53.7 seconds to go in the half.
Let's take a 30 ourselves. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. You know that pass by McCaws on there?
Mm-hmm.
Was that about 6 yards, you'd say?
Maybe. Why?
Okay. Well, I'm trying to keep track of his passing because he could go over 1,000 yards tonight and on the season. I think that was the first pass he's completed because the other pass was by Rockhold earlier.
You're at 5.
All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. I want to let you know that you're listening to Hornets football right here on KCHI, the home of the Hornets, 98.5 FM and 1010 AM in beautiful Chillicothe, Missouri. We have a Chillicothe timeout. We have third down and 5 for the Hornets at the O'Hara 27-yard line. 53 seconds remains here in the first half. Chillicothe right now trails it 12-9. Blake Stevens will be wide to the right, Young wide to the left. Stevens and Rockhold are in the backfield split as McCausland has a balance line in front. McCausland goes back to pass looking for Young all the way. Young catches it and goes out of bounds at the 18-yard line of O'Hara. That reception by Bryce Young passes Bryce Young. It gives him actually 55 or 56 receptions in his Hornet career, and he passes Ardell Johnson at number 6 all-time in Hornets history for total receptions in a career with that catch from McCausland.
As he picks up the first down, we have 47.6 seconds to go, and he went out of bounds on the play, so the clock has stopped. The ball's just past the 20-yard line of O'Hara. So Chillicothe has a first down and 10, 47 seconds here to see if they can't get some points on the board before halftime.
Chillicothe taking their time getting out of the huddle here. They're still in the huddle. O'Hara is already set on defense.
I think they're going to add some time to the clock because they didn't stop the clock when the officials indicated the timeout as he went out of bounds. I know it's at least a couple of seconds probably they're going to put back on the clock. That's what the delay is right now.
You know, Butch, I'd be kind of interested in see what the time of possession has been tonight for both teams. It seems like Chillicothe's offense has been out there more than O'Hara's, but they don't have the points to show for it on the scoreboard at this point in time.
Now they
put up just a couple tenths of a second. There's
that's a 48, whole lot to do about nothing there.
48 seconds remains in this game or first half. Guy Vincent's wide to the left. Young wide to the right. Stevens and Rockhold split in the backfield. First and 10 for the Hornets at the O'Hara 20. McCausland goes back to pass looking for Young in the end zone. He goes up for grabs. Incomplete. Jimmy Clark was there defensively doing a fine job against the receiver, Bryce Young, in the back of the end zone. Actually, Bryce was almost kind of playing defense or Butch as Clark had beat him to the punch.
I was a little nervous that ball might be intercepted, but goes as an incompletion. We're down to 42 seconds. Now we've got it second down and 10 as the Chillicothe trails here late in the first half by a score of 12-9.
Guy Vincent remains in the ball game at the right tight end position. Now we have a straight T formation in the backfield. Young gets the call. He's going to come around the left side, crosses the 20, goes out of bounds quickly. They're going to mark it at about the 16-yard line. That stops the clock with 35 seconds remaining
actually,
in this first half.
Mark, I hate to dispute that, but the clock should have stopped at about 38 seconds. He went out of bounds, and the clock ran and ran and ran.
So, okay. They gave him 2 yards on that carry.
That's going to bring up a third down and 8. And they're not resetting the clock, but the clock, he did go out of bounds, and the clock continued to run. So,
well, Butch, if
just telling it like it is, ladies.
Now they're out of timeout. Timeout called. This one by O'Hara. We believe that's their final one of this first half. With 35 seconds remaining in the first half, Chillicothe threatening at the east side of the football field. They trail it right now to O'Hara 12-9. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI.
Good job, Mark.
All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Third and eight for Chillicothe at the 17 of O'Hara. McCausland goes back to pass. Plenty of time. Now he's pressured. He's going to run with it. He's at the 15 looking for the 10. Hit hard as he goes out of bounds. He does appear as though he picked up the first down. The clock stops with 27 seconds remaining in the second quarter, and Chillicothe is going to go no huddle offense to try to get O'Hara riled here and not ready defensively. Here's McCausland, first and goal for the Hornets at the 8-yard line of O'Hara. Rock holds Stevens in the backfield, and McCausland downs it into the turf at the 10-yard line. That stops the clock with 23 seconds remaining in this first half, and Chillicothe trailing at 12-9. You know, Butch, you talked about the clock just a minute ago. You know, we have the vantage point of coming up here on the roof, and we have to go right by the scorekeepers there, and there's at least 12 people down there.
You think
they figure out that clock, you know?
Well, somebody's got to be taking care of business down there, but maybe not.
All right. O'Hara's set on defense. Chillicothe has a second and goal at the O'Hara 8-yard line. Rockhold wide to the left, Young wide to the right. Clark is covering Young closely. Here's McCausland back to pass. Throws in the left corner of the end zone. Out of bounds, incomplete. Rockhold and Stevens were in the vicinity, but each of them was about 5 yards apart from the ball, and that stops the clock with 19 seconds remaining in this first half, and Chillicothe will have a third and goal at the O'Hara 8-yard line.
Well, you need to, if you're Chillicothe, you need to try and get the touchdown here. And if not, you're probably going to try the field goal if we don't score on this play with 19 seconds to go.
Third and goal for the Hornets at the 8 of O'Hara. Three backs in the backfield. Rockhold is one of them. Rockhold gets the call. He's hit in the backfield at the 10 and slung down at the 11. Slung down by number 75, Tyler Hauser, a senior defensive lineman with the best defensive play so far tonight for the Celtics. And Chillicothe is going to call a timeout. The clock continued to run. Now, Butch, when the ref, there's no time on the clock, and I saw when the ref signaled stoppage of play, there was like 0.2 seconds remaining on the clock.
Well, he was calling timeout long before that. So I imagine Chillicothe probably asked for him to call timeout with 1 second or four or whatever.
All right.
That way, it's fourth down and 8. Chillicothe is going to call the timeout so they can get Connor Lindley in here to attempt the field goal.
Phil Willard's coming clear out here to the field. It looks like he's going to talk to his Hornets who are getting set to kick this ball up. The ball's going to be teed at the 17-yard line. So what is this, a 27-yard field goal?
27-yard field goal,
Tried
yeah.
to confuse you there,
yeah.
Butch.
That's all right. Well, during a timeout, the coach can come out on the field and talk to his players, and that's just exactly what Coach Willard did, kind of calming down a little bit. It's a very important play in the progression of this football game. We got 1 second on the clock as Connor Lindley is going to try a field goal right here.
Connor had trouble in the extra point attempt at this end of the football field just a little while ago. Chillicothe trails it right now 12-9. Lindley getting set, 27-yard field goal attempt. Here's the kick. It's up. It's strong enough. And it's good! It's good! So Chillicothe ties this ball game up as we go into half.